following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
As a guy, you've been told all your life not to scratch. Don't scratch at the dinner table. Don't scratch at the wedding. Well, that tyranny ends now. All hail the return of the Sport Clips Haircuts MVP Moment Maker, the ultimate scratch and win sweepstakes that could win you 10 grand and other prizes instantly. Visit your Sport Clips for a scratch and win ticket right now. No purchase necessary. See store for game card while supplies last. Ends 3/24/13. Must be 18 or older. Subject to official rules at MVPMoment.com. Void where prohibited.
You don't buy a new truck without adding a few things to make it work better, like a winch or bed liner or lockable toolbox. So why not do the same for your Red Wing work boots? At a Red Wing shoe store, you'll find everything you need to stay comfortable on the job, from moisture-wicking socks to removable footbeds and boot care products. So come talk with our fit experts today for handcrafted footwear and accessories to boot. Red Wing shoes. Work.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. And Doug's not here yet. He has a reputation of coming in just at the last minute. Well, we missed that moment. There's a dude deciding. He could have made it. He could have made it, except the producer signaled somebody to talk and somebody had to do it. And so now he's going to be out there in the hallway and he's going to be upset, by the way. He's going to be upset that we started without him. And yet we have the courage to go on. We have the courage to go on. We felt we needed to start because we've got a lot going on today. We're going to talk with Giltner's head basketball coach, who's been on a tremendous roll here as of late, making it to the state tournament for the third straight year, winning a couple of back-to-back championships. And we'll be talking with the
like
coach.
Adam Schefter.
Yeah. No.
I feel like Adam Schefter. We're going to have a new coach at Grand Island Central Catholic.
How are you today?
That phone is buzzing off, you know. You know, on SportsCenter, when they go to one person, they don't say, "I don't know where he's at."
Well, it's the Doug and Daddy show. It's the Doug and Daddy show.
It's debatable.
We have a different person on SportsCenter every time. There's one consistent name, and whose name is that, Doug?
Daddy. You know what? There's another thing that had just occurred to me this morning. Sutton doesn't score enough points. Okay? And we all know that.
What?
How is anybody going to break that C2 scoring record this year?
What do you mean they don't score enough points?
How's any one person going to score 94 points in three games in C2? It ain't happening.
No. We don't have an Eichmeier.
Another year that it's safe.
Well, true.
Yeah, like the year that Bergen goes up, they go to D1 the year that Eichmeier scores like 100 and some in the tournament.
Right, when they go nuts in there.
Yeah, can't we find it? You know, these records need to be held by, you know, athletes.
Not Eichmeier? Eichmeier's not.
No.
Oh.
The current records. There's some in the book.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're right. That one is, and it's safe, and it shouldn't be. It's one of those records that, like the last dropkick in the NFL, nobody really knows what it is, you know, and it was kind of a fluke deal. So it's kind of like that in a way that it is kind of a fluke deal who has the C2 scoring record.
Well, we know who has the D2 state championships from the last couple of years. That's pretty cool. We're going to talk with Matt Drew here in just a couple of moments from Giltner. We'll talk with him about what's going on with his Hornets as they get ready to take on Wynot. Also, we're going to talk with Mark Bauer. They're trying to defend their national championship. And Eric Strickland, who was a part of a lot of great teams at Nebraska on this final day at the Devaney, is going to join us as well. What do you think?
I'm excited to talk to Eric Strickland. That was Nebraska's salad days in basketball. I mean, that was kind of the premier level of where they were at during that run when Strickland was there. And I looked up Eric's information on the NBA website, and it's funny to me. They show the picture of him in action. He's driving. He's wearing a Mavericks uniform, and who's chasing him down the lane? Eric Piakowski in the Clippers uniform.
They had to look a long time for that. You know, I'm sorry. When Todd Giltner, you know, why not?
1.6 seconds to play.
2 years ago.
Giltner will inbound the ball.
Here's
down here in the corner.
Right here.
Finley will inbound the ball.
On ESPN Radio.
Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Giltner hits it. A 3-point field goal. And Giltner wins the state championship.
And you thought, okay, they'll never forget that.
That's tough. That's tough to top.
That's the moment.
That's tough to top.
You know, he's like homecoming king. He's prom king. They have a parade, and he gets to be on the front, you know, convertible, you know, waving. Oh, no. And in fact, Howell's Dodge is undefeated, and they're going to be in D1 this year. You had the call of last year's D2 state final, which was the last game of the night. Everybody's waiting to go home. This game is over, and one of those poor kids from Howells, for absolutely a reason that no one can figure out, with 2 seconds left, up 4, commits a foul. It doesn't, again.
And there's only one way this can happen. There's only one way it can happen.
Only one way. It's 37-33. So Giltner's fouled. They're down 4 with 1.9 to go. Okay, go up there. It's like when you watch the bowlers on TV. It's over, but they got to finish it out. Mm-hmm. And then they miss the first free throw. Then they make the second free throw. So it's 37-34, 1.9. And the genius, Matt Drew, calls timeout.
Giltner trying to win another state title as they did 1 year ago. And if it happens, it will be extremely memorable. 1.9 left. To the free throw line is Dustin Hastings. And Hastings is going to have to hit this one just right. They're going to try to tip it out to Finley off the miss. The free throw, no good. Odd tips it into the corner. Finley's got it for 3 at the buzzer. It's good! It's good! The prayer is answered!
And they go to overtime, and they win their second state championship.
Dominate the overtime.
Unbelievable. And Matt Drew, here's what I've been trying to figure out this whole time. It's a lot easier to make the free throw than to hit the heel of the rim. So do you guys practice that?
No, we never practiced any part of that, but I guess we were pretty good at missing free throws that day, so it came in handy.
As it all, now that you've had all that time in the offseason to just kind of think about how that unfolded last year, because, I mean, the first year, you got the ball, you hit a shot at the buzzer. That's just the way it is. That happens. But this is psychotic. I mean, can you believe all the events that fell into place in those last 5 seconds?
No, definitely the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and then to have instant replay and think it was going to get taken away was pretty scary. But just to think about, we've tried to recreate it, and it hasn't really worked. Jake's made a few, but to get the tip and everything, even with no one out there, it's been very hard to redo. So one in a million chance, I guess.
You touched on something a lot of people forget about. There was instant replay. They were looking at it, and it, to me, I was still on the air trying to explain what was going on. It seemed to me that it lasted forever, and I didn't have any skin in the game. Go back through that time frame when they were looking at the instant replay and kind of what was going through your mind and what they eventually came back and told you.
Well, you know, we kind of break the timeout, and Howell's, like, doesn't really worry about our two guys on the three-point arc, so I'm thinking, well, maybe. And, Dustin Hastings misses the free throw just perfect, and, you know, Drew shoves his kid in the back and gets a tip, and Jake's sitting over there, and there's a few YouTube clips, you can hear me scream, shout, because it did feel like shoot at Jake, and it was a long 1.9 seconds, and it goes in, and, you know, you hear the buzzer and everything there live, it sounded like it was good to me, but the more you watch it on tape, kind of iffy, but I thought live you definitely knew it was in front of the buzzer.
So two things that never happened. Drew Ott was never over the back, and Jordan didn't push off against the Jazz.
Yep, exactly.
Well, that's great memories, but you've got a team this year that's pretty darn good, although they have tasted a little defeat this year, 21-4, and nobody's saying just because you're the seventh seed, you don't have a chance. So how's this team playing right now heading into state?
Well, you know, we played really well in districts. Our last game of the year against McCool Junction, we didn't play real well. We didn't shoot the ball real well, but I like the way we looked like in practice. You know, we were so successful in football, it kind of hurt us early in the basketball season because all those guys, all our guys that play football play basketball. So we kind of got a late start in the season. So we've been coming out slow, and I think we sped up and we're kind of understanding our roles a little bit better here towards the end of the year.
How is it, you kind of mentioned understanding roles a little bit better. How is this team different than the team that you started the season with? How compare what you guys are now versus what you guys were when the season began?
I think at the beginning of the year, we were five guys all trying to score on our own, five guys trying to just do one-on-one things. And now we've kind of accepted who scores, who's playmaker, who's a defensive guy, and kind of just play together better than we had in the past.
Talking with Matt Drew, he's the head coach of the two-time defending champions from Giltner. What is the feel, Matt? I mean, first you go in 2 years ago looking to make a name, then you know you got the target on your back. Now you're a state championship away from being a dynasty. Does it feel any different?
It's a whole different feel this year. I guess you look at us and we're back-to-back champions or whatever, but I think of us as the underdogs. I think, you know, why not's kind of that team that's due. They got probably the best player in D2 with the Nathan Weisler kid. And, you know, then you got I think we got probably the toughest draw having to go against Sacred Heart, Sterling. So, you know, we're trying to play it one game at a time, but, you know, we've had a special ride with these six seniors through football in the last 4 years. So, you know, we're just going to try to play as hard as we can and maybe get three.
Here's one suggestion. Don't take Why Not to overtime, because they've played a triple and a four overtime game already this season. So just finish it in regulation, would you?
No, we'll try. Hopefully we make some free throws, make some threes, and not have such so much chaos in the end.
Well, your matchup with Why Not, obviously the girls had a matchup with Why Not in the first round as well. Is there any carryover? I mean, obviously the girls and the guys are in the same, you know, science classrooms together and stuff. Is there some carryover?
I don't think so. I guess, I mean, we're going to hope that their boys don't shoot as good as their girls did, but their girls were 10 of 15 or something from three, and we're hoping that doesn't happen in our game.
Matt, your team is pretty balanced. Some of the kids we've mentioned in Hastings and Heinrichs and Finley, they're all a bunch of seniors there for you. Point production, maybe not quite scoring as many points, but this team seems to be what you would want going into state. Returning starters, a lot of seniors, pretty good balance.
Yeah, it'd been nice if we would have matched up with someone with not so much state experience. So I think we kind of lose our advantage there. But like you said, these guys play confident. They know how to play under pressure. They know how to finish. And, you know, they're also great basketball players and great athletes and great guys. So we look forward to the challenge.
Maybe state experience isn't a strong advantage for you against Why Not, but where do you have the advantage against Why Not? Where do you really feel like you match up very, very well?
Well, I think our speed, I think we're going to have the ability to pressure their guards, and when we pressure their guards, hopefully they can't see how much taller they are than us. But, you know, and then, you know, we also have the advantage of beating them the last 2 years, where I know you have that idea that, you know, you always want to beat that guy that beat you twice, but we never could do it against Howells, so maybe we're their Howells.
Well, last question, and then we'll let you get out of here. You mentioned Weisler, 6'8", for folks that don't know that. What's your plan against him? Have you faced anybody height-wise, probably not talent-wise, but at least height-wise so far this year?
The McCool Junction team we struggled against was a big team, but they didn't really have that one kid. I think we can focus in a little bit more on him and, like talked about earlier, just getting a ball pressure on the guards and not letting them see him and try to pick up a little bit more full court and make it more of a quick man game.
All right, Matt, we'll let you get back to work. Have you done the Harlem Shake and any pep rallies?
I'm not as funny as Bupolini, so I haven't done anything like that.
There's a phrase that's not uttered often, by the way.
It is Giltner and Why Not tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Lincoln High. And as I chuckled before, it was 2 years ago we were at Lincoln High the first year you guys won state, right?
Yeah, that was more of a football game. Maybe this one will be like that, too. That was, I think we broke two of their noses. It was a tough game.
That was brutal, but it didn't matter. It all ended up well. So you can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, all the way through the state championship. Matt, best of luck. We'll see you in Lincoln.
All right, thank you very much. See you guys later.
Take care. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. God, that was an ugly game. I mentioned that Monday or last week or something. That was, I mean, it was.
You sometimes run into those.
It was to the point of god-awful.
Well, it, you know, St. Cecilia won three in a row, and then the nine games that they won in a row at the state basketball tournament, there was a couple of those that resembled more football than it did than they did basketball. But hey, you play the game that you need to play to win. You know, that's what you kind of have to do. And I'll be interested to see some of these teams. I think C1 is going to be a great bracket to kind of take a look at. I'll be curious what Kimball has. I know you were. You were kind of going off a little bit yesterday that, you know, don't undersell them because, you know, just because they're from out west. But if you take a look at who they played, they haven't played anybody. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Luplat Conference teams match up in there as well. I know the Luplat Conference teams, of the three, Adams Central probably wants to play the ugliest ball. The other ones want to go out there and play a little bit more of a streamlined game. But you have to, if you can set the tone for the playing the game that you want to play, that is to your advantage. And sometimes you got a couple of teams that want to be very physical and beat each other around.
And going back to that Giltner game, it was against Lindsay Holy Family at Lincoln High, and it was like 11-7 or 13-7 or something like that at half, and it was a 17-9, but it had the play. Drew Ott went in and got a dunk, and then it woke everybody up. It got Giltner going, and they went on and pasted Holy Family 44-25. You recently did a game with Central Catholic and Adams Central in the sub-districts. Mm-hmm. It was 10-7, but there's always something, at least you hope, there's a play that kind of gets you going again.
Yeah, and they started running the floor a little bit. Adams Central started making some steals, started running the floor, and it just kind of picked up the tempo of the game. So, but you're right, that often happens, and sometimes it doesn't happen until the fourth quarter, and you end up with a game where it's 31-30, you know, late in the game. You know, the game last year, the state championship game for Giltner was very much that way, and then it really kind of obviously turned out to be just a tremendous finish at the end.
Well, the way that you can be have a chance to win a state championship is to be prepared, and the way that you can take care of your field and your crops is to be prepared with only the best, and that is a T&L pivot system. Why do you think they are all over the United States and 60 countries worldwide in a great I lose the words to describe sometimes what they've done just right out of Hastings, Nebraska. And you see them all over the world. You see them all over Nebraska. Even when you're driving down the state, you'll see the T&Ls getting ready to go. Why is that? Because they're the best. T&L pivot systems maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution, covering your crops, and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. You want dependable. You want to make sure that it works for you. You want to make sure that it is doing the job for you and your crops. Call T&L or your T&L dealer today. T&L's proven hydraulic technology works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Roots in Hastings, grown around the world. It's true, though. It fits it, doesn't it?
Why don't you write a thesis / doctorate on that? When we come back, Mark Power, a little wrestling, plus Eric Strickland, former Husker, all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hey, Golic, I got a little surprise for you.
Yeah, Greeny, what is it?
I put this little refrigerator under our desk, and I filled it with new Kickstart by Mountain Dew.
Nice.
Now you can grab a delicious new Kickstart anytime you need one.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
It'll help make sure you bring your A-game, you know, during the show.
I always bring my A-game.
Right. I'm just saying Kickstart will lift you, you know, above your B-game.
I don't even have, like a B-game.
No, don't be so sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
Kickstart tastes delicious. It's got real fruit juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Comes in two great flavors, orange citrus and fruit punch. So Kickstart is the perfect way to make sure you're not dragging down our radio show every morning.
Dragging down? What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm just trying to help.
Well, what about you? Maybe you should have a delicious new Kickstart by Mountain Dew so you bring your A-game.
Don't be silly. I always bring my A-game. game.
Okay, this conversation is officially over.
No, but listen, I'm just
done. Give me a kickstart.
Now go like you're being.
And stay on your side of the refrigerator.
Crack open a can of new Kickstart by Mountain Dew. The perfect mix of dew, real fruit juice, and just the right amount of kick. Kickstart your day.
Picking up 50 grand in prize money isn't easy, but it's a great excuse to listen to and watch NCAA basketball. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Bud Light 50K brackets are back.
This is amazing.
If you were a picker last year, you'll be getting an email from us inviting you back. Otherwise, a link will appear in a few days on our website to get you connected to a bracket. Pick 60 or more, and you win 50K.
Yes, we can.
Pick 57, you win $5,000. Pick at least 55, win $500. Complete rules coming to ESPN Superstation.com.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we head up to 39 for a high with southeast winds 5 to 15. Then with a clear sky tonight, we'll head back to 24 as winds stay to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 28.
Is it a bad sign that we were kind of jamming out to Hall & Oates? I don't know. Yeah, I kind of mentioned this earlier. Kimball comes in with a record of 20-1. That's a pretty solid record until you really take a real good look at it. They're a C1 team playing Gibbon, and I think Gibbon got a pretty good draw here. Their one loss was to Sydney. Sydney is Class B, but they're 15-8. They lost that game by 19 points. And everybody else is Class C2. Against C1, they beat a team that's 3-16. They beat a team that's 10-11 in Class C1. They beat a 10-11 team, a 3-16 team, a 7-15, and a win. They beat Gothenburg, who was 9-14 on the season. So that resume for Kimball is not outstanding. All you can do is beat the teams that you beat. There's no question about that. But really, the one good team that they played all year was Sydney, and they lost by 19 to them. So I think it's a good draw. It's a good draw for Gibbon, and I like their chances. Of the three teams in the Luplac Conference that are down there, I think they got absolutely the best draw. And I know you don't want me to bash them, but the facts are.
No.
They played as a C2 schedule all year.
It was a different. I was going off on Lincoln Christian yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Not Kimball.
You kind of was like, well, don't discount them because they're from the West. But and I agree, don't discount them because they're from the West. I think Scott's Bluff is the team to beat in Class B. You know, I think they're the team to beat in B. You disagree?
I do.
I'm just saying they're going to be a tough out.
B is going to be the hardest one to pick.
Waverly's, I agree with that.
Waverly's
too.
On the hot roll right now. Just something about Ralston. When you just see Ralston, and I think that's probably who I'm going to pick in Class B. I think it's a lock for Elkhorn South. I mean, you look at some of these out there, and again, for not having witnessed Class B basketball much. You can only look at their schedule, look at their scores, look at their point per game average. Look at York's schedule, people.
Yeah, that's a solid schedule. Yeah.
Not as impressive as I would have thought.
Yeah.
I mean, it's solid because it's a Central 10 conference team.
Right.
But, I mean, all these teams, I mean, it's not like, okay, there's only a team. Five losses. Everybody in the field in B has at least five losses. It's time now for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. Ah, they're at the festival. They're eating cotton candy and riding the rides. That's right. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer from Birmingham, Alabama. How are you, coach?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Hey, which ride there at the festival is your favorite?
The elevator that points out, and it's got encased in glass. That's the ride I like the most so far.
Well,
up and down.
Last week we had Coach Bonzel on, and again, I want to ask you the same question. This is what they call a Division II, I think, festival is the word I'm looking for here. And I guess what the negative side to me is that when they have these, especially like for wrestling, and they've had them in the fall for volleyball, sometimes they end up in venues where there's not, like in this case, a huge Division II wrestling base. What's it like? You've went through these festivals before. Talk about the difference between having it there and maybe having it at Omaha or Kearney or a strong Division II program.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, location is obviously everything. And, you know, when you keep wrestling in the Midwest, there's such a strong base there, like you said, that you're going to have great attendance. Down here in Alabama, wrestling is not a huge, you know, sport by any means. It is in the high school level. And so I don't know what kind of support you're going to have from the local fan base here. You know, obviously, families are going to travel. They're going to travel long distances, you know, from Kearney, 16 and a half hours to come down here. And, you know, we've got quite a few guys making that trip, so that's, you know, exciting for us. But it does make a difference. Now, obviously, from the standpoint of venue, you know, compared to when we were in Houston in 2009, I will tell you, this Crossplex venue is absolutely beautiful. And where we actually have the wrestling at, it's a bowl-shaped, chair back, seats all the way down to the mat. So I think it's going to be a nice venue. So I'm actually pretty excited about the venue so far.
You also have to be pretty excited about how your team's there. I mean, you've won the national tournament a couple of times, and you've never had nine wrestlers coming with you. Talk a little bit about that in terms of, wow, nine. So there's a lot of individual accomplishments that you can kind of reach there as well as that team goal.
Definitely. You know, we've got some highly ranked kids right now, and getting nine to the national tournament is obviously a great thing. There's three other teams that have nine as well, so we've got our work cut out for us. And obviously it comes down to matchups, I think, and putting their best effort when they get out on the mat. We want to focus on having a great performance. If our kids can do that, we can definitely walk away with this thing again. But it's a couple days away still, and we've got some practices still, and we've got some things to make sure we're staying focused on as a team. And it's a little challenging, I'll tell you, with these festivals, because you're talking, we you know, got down here Monday night, and so you're here for an entire week. It kind of takes you out of your practice regimen and routine of what it is that you're doing with the team, and obviously you don't want that to affect the guys a whole lot. But you know, for pretty much so far, we've been down here sitting on our rears in the morning and then getting a workout in the afternoon. So we are going to actually have an earlier practice today and get involved in some community activities. We're going to a Boys and Girls Club and doing some activities with some kids this afternoon. So kind of get the kids out and about and not just sit around here and do their homework.
We're talking with Mark Bauer, the head wrestling coach of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. It's always interesting when you see the draws, when you see the brackets, then you start putting pencil to paper. How's it look?
It looks good, honestly. When the draws came out, they draw a pill. It's A, B, C, or, and last year I think it was they'd drawn the A pill, and so this year we had a choice B or C, and they actually had the pairings of each pill, and when you looked at them, it was like, okay, one kind of favors us and one doesn't favor us, and actually the pill that was drawn was, I felt, the one that favored us the most. We, you know, there's a lot of matchups that you know, that you need to see happen with some of these other teams that got nine teams together, and so they're going to be knocking each other out on the backside. But we're also going to have some matchups with those kids as well. You know, a big one right off the bat at 174, Patrick Martinez has a kid from St. Cloud. And again, we need those matchups because I'd rather it, you know, put it in our own hands than leave it to fate of another team happen to beat a kid. So there's some good things that we're looking at, and there's some bad things. You know, our heavyweight, Nick Bowman, who weighs, 225 pounds, he's not a big heavyweight by any means. We drew the two-time defending national champ first round. But if you look at him in that bracket, I would want him there because he's got the best, you know, route on the backside to get into place. And so there's some bad draws that we got, but at the same token, I feel like it favors us where we're at in the brackets. So I'm very happy with them.
Talk a little bit about Raytheon, too. I think he's got a pretty tough match at 149 and trying to have that defending national champion get back into the finals.
Yeah, you know, he's got Nate Herder from Augustana right off the bat. We've never lost to the kid. Athleticism-wise, you know, really we shouldn't lose to the kid. But I will tell you this, the quarter bracket on the top side of that bracket is loaded, and whoever loses that match is going to fall into one of the top-ranked kids in the nation on the backside. So it's obviously a big match for us right off the bat if you're going to, you know, have any hope of getting him into the finals. In addition to that, he's got the kid that he wrestled in the finals, potentially in the semis. And so those brackets, you know, it's fun to just sit down and look at them and think of all the different possibilities, but there's going to be some amazing matchups in every weight class from start to finish in terms of top-ranked guys. There's one quarter bracket, in fact, at 157 that has four top-ranked guys in the nation in a quarter bracket. So there's going to be some great matchups.
Team race, you guys have bounced all around the rankings this year, and we've beat that up. You didn't have the same team today as you had back in December. You're sitting third in the national rankings. Can you repeat, Mark? I guess that's what the fans want to know. Or do you feel like that third spot is where you probably should be and you're going to have to do some work this weekend?
Well, there's definitely work to be done. But, yeah, we're there. You know, the rankings are what they are. Do we have the guys that can pull this off and do this? Definitely. But, again, it's going out, putting together a great performance and pulling through. You know, last year we were not ranked number one going to the national tournament. In fact, I think we were ranked third. We were talking about this the other day. And, you know, we got off to a great start. But at one point, you probably remember this, I think St. Cloud went 9-for-10 on the backside and put together a great morning the second day, and they caught up and they passed us. So, yeah, you know, it's about numbers. It's about going out and performing well. We've got the young men that can get the job done.
You've proven that last year, being the defending national champions. That does make you a target. It does give you experience. Is it better? Does it help being the defending national champion, or does it come with too high of a price tag?
You know what? That's a great question. I don't really think that it really matters to this team this year. And the reason I say that is because we've got nine young men here, and only two of them were from that team last year. We've got a group of kids. I mean, seven of these nine guys are hungry. They really don't know what that means to be on that stage. And I think that's a good thing in this case. Three of these nine young men are freshmen, and those three freshmen are all ranked nationally. So it's a matter of going out and just getting after it. You know, a lot of times you'll see kids that are seniors in college that, yeah, this might be their last time at the show. But they're tired of it. You know, it's a drain. And so, you know, you got a young freshman that pushes the tempo and gets an early lead on a kid. Those kids can fold sometimes. So I'm excited with this team. You know, it's young. We have seven of these nine young men that'll be back next year. And so it's fun to be a part of this and fun to be a part of this team because it's exciting right now. They're excited to be out here.
You going to be back in time for the Kearney High banquet Sunday night?
I will not.
Man.
My wife complained about it a little bit. In fact, Scott, my oldest son, who's a senior, is going to probably end up missing that thing because they're traveling down here. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to beat you home because you got a 16-and-a-half-hour drive back home, and I'm going to be flying back home. She wasn't real happy about that. So.
That did not go over well, really.
Well,
no. I chose the wrong words.
Hey, how great's that southern drawl down there? Are you used to it yet?
You know, the hospitality's been great up to this point. Last night they had opening ceremonies. We went to this Motorplex place, and actually Coach McCann's not down here with us. And we were the whole time just going, oh, man, if McCann was here, he'd just be eating this up. But it was a really neat place. It's out at a motor speedway where they actually do vintage motorcycle races. And they did a fireworks show for the kids, and there was lots of food. And it was a good time, so They're treating us right.
Well, Mark, we'll let you get back to work, and hopefully we can talk to a national championship coach again next week, and we don't have any other guys' numbers, so it has to be you.
That would be all right with me. We'll plan on it. We'll make it a date.
All right, Mark. Best of luck to you guys.
Again. You bet. Thank you. Bye.
Mark Bauer, UNK head wrestling coach, trying to repeat as national champions.
And using a little bit stronger formula than what actually worked last year. You know, last year they didn't send nine. This is a school record, which is kind of impressive. They won two national champions with fewer wrestlers than they have here, and every point matters. You know, last year they ended up winning by, what, 12 points? You know, every point matters.
First one was by a half.
Yeah.
Here at home. All right, let's take a look at some other action that's going on with the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Track championships also down in Birmingham. It gets underway on Thursday with the weight throws. UNK has four competitors. Wrestling takes place Friday and Saturday. The first session gets underway at 11 a.m., and then Saturday action resumes at 10 a.m. Go to trackwrestling.com. You can keep up on UNK wrestling. Go to lopers.com for more information how to keep up with UNK. The baseball team is underway, playing a doubleheader at Missouri. Well, against Missouri Western State, somewhere in Missouri. We had Damon Day on yesterday. Whatever. They're down there. They're there for a week. They've got more action this weekend. They hope that maybe somehow by the 20th they can have a home game. Brian Wiest was named the MIAA Hitter of the Week. Had the Grand Slam on Monday. He's homered in five of his last six games, 15 for his last 29.
Well, geez, you hit over 500 and you're hitting with power? Yeah, but I don't know what more you need to do to get that award. So congratulations to him. That's a great start.
Let's see. The basketball seasons came to an end over the weekend. The women won against Lyndon. The men did not, and they finished with identical records, 4-14 in the conference, 7-18 overall. John Henderson was named honorable mention all-conference, led the Lopers in scoring and assists. Soccer coach John Mazner has announced three kids, two of them goalies, that are signing with the team, including Courtney Hayden from Kearney High. You've also got Jason Polacek from North Platte and Kristen Rossi from Highland Ranch, Colorado. And by the way, those track athletes that are down there, Marissa Bongers, Dylan Schroat, Mark Seba, Tanner Fruit, we talked with Coach last week. You can hear that with Coach Bonzel on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and our Loper Link has been brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We're going to give away some danger tickets and talk to former Husker great Eric Strickland coming up.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we head up to 39 for a high with southeast winds 5 to 15. Then with a clear sky tonight, we'll head back to 24 as winds stay to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 28.
Is the ESPN Radio Superstation back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Check out the new Chevrolet Spark and the new Buick Encore, both on the lot, and you can check them out online as well at thinkmidway.com. See every vehicle in their inventory, from a new to pre-owned, anything in your price range. They've got them all there. You can take a little tour of almost every vehicle. You can find out what the interior looks like. You can find out what the engine is, the color. In fact, maybe it's not exactly what you want. Maybe you want a four-door instead of a two-door. Maybe you want it to be orange instead of black. Well, all you have to do is fill out their form, and as soon as they find that exact vehicle for you, they contact you. It is friendly. It is hassle-free. It is the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, a better way. Well, tonight, kind of one of those melancholy moments. There's some really good articles in all of the state's media outlets, and it is the final men's game for Nebraska tonight, which I think will have a little strange feel, Randy, because Tim Miles is not entrenched in Nebraska lore and history. It's his first year. A lot of these players haven't had maybe the success or those all-time games that you think about. A couple of them in there, beating Texas and things like that. But all the memories will become flooding back tonight. There's going to be some great presentations, 8 o'clock this evening, and Eric Strickland, Eric Piatkowski, Dave Hoppen, among the many Huskers that will be on hand, and we are pleased to welcome back, I think for the first time since he went into the Hall of Fame here in Lincoln, the outstanding basketball player from Bellevue West, from Nebraska, and of course, onto the pros, Eric Strickland with Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
Doug and Daddy doing good, man. Just grateful, just excited about this evening, all that it entails, and all the history that has been through there. It's going to be a great night. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
What is your favorite Bob Devaney Sports Center memory?
I mean, there's so many. I mean, I can reference high school. I can reference time down there for the All-Nebraska team that we had taken to Vegas and was pretty successful. Basketball-wise, I mean, whether it's beating Kansas or the run that we made on our way to winning our first Big Eight tournament championship, when we beat, two top 10 teams and another one and then lost to Missouri, which we should have won out there in Columbia. And all of those games were just absolutely phenomenal. The excitement and the fervor that the fans had during that run, my freshman year against Missouri, having 28 against Anthony Peeler and that Missouri Tiger team that was very good at that time when we won there at home. So I mean the list is just it's pretty long. I mean, the other one would be a real strong Michigan State team coming in ranked, and they had Sean Respert and one of my rivals in the NBA, and Eric Snow, and that team coming in, and we played really well and fought hard and ended up winning that game as well. So those are some great memories.
Eric Strickland joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Another thing about that time, and it was fresh. I mean, this was the Danny Nee era. This was maybe the height of Nebraska men's basketball of all time. You guys put points on the board. It was an exciting brand of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, we ran. I mean, if you could say fun and gun, run and gun, that was before the spread offenses of football came into effect. So we were like that in basketball, whether it was like the Running Rebels or whatever you want to say. I mean, when teams scored on us, we were back at them. And it could easily, games were in the 70s, 80s, 90s on a regular. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was a fun type of game. And the style of play, we were attacking. We were hard-nosed. We were physical. And so, yeah, it was not many people wanted to play us at that time. you know, even gave a big scare to the Fab Five down in Hawaii, where if we would have just hit a few more shots, we would have beat them. So, I mean, we only lost by, I think, six or eight or something like that. And we had a really good group of guys back at that time.
Talk about those guys a little bit. How close are you to, you know, Eric Piakowski, some of those teammates that you guys had during that time frame? Obviously, Eric could be with you there tonight. You still call these guys friends? Do you still run into these guys?
Well, yeah. I mean, still run into Eric. I mean, sometimes in the summer we've petitioned one another to play golf. You know, Eric is a family man. He has a wife and a beautiful wife and kids. And so, you know, when you have kids growing up getting into their teens, they spend a lot of time with AAU and different things that they're doing in the summers and with their daughters and stuff like that. So, you know, they as a family man, I could understand they don't have as much time to get out and about, but. Definitely keep in contact with Bruce, Terrence Badgett. He'll probably be down at the game with me a little bit later. A lot of those guys, Ron Liu, of course, we stay in contact. Hadn't talked to Mikey in a while. I don't know where he's at right now. But a lot of those guys, for the most part, do have a good relationship of some sort.
Well, you might strain the relationship a little bit if you show Eric Piakowski the picture that the NBA's .com website has about your career, your stats. Have you seen that picture? Because it shows
no,
you,
I have not.
It shows you driving down the lane wearing a Mavericks uniform, and the guy chasing you down the lane, clearly behind you, is one Eric Piakowski. You might want to point that out to him.
Yeah, I do have that picture, and I told him a couple times that that was me going by him at Will. those are some fun times. It was great memories to be able to play with and against some of those guys in the league, and of course Teron when he came up, and Mikey and when he was able to break through, and we had a good run of players that happened to make it into the NBA and do pretty well and sustain great careers, and we hope to get it back there sometime in the near future.
Eric Strickland with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on ESPN Radio. When you started your career, and then you mentioned the high school games there, I mean, the Devaney Center was only about 15 years old, probably the first time that you stepped foot in there. What was it like to play in, and now that we're 37 years old, take us through that college mentality, that pro mentality of needing to play in a place like Nebraska has built now?
Well, yeah, it has changed. Devaney is still, a high quality arena to be the age that it is. But now with corporate and all the different aspects of business and stuff like that, you know the suites and stuff are necessary. How it's set up, is it fan friendly? Is it going to be something where it creates a distinct advantage? You have to look at all those things, and so they thought they needed an upgrade, and rightfully so. What they built over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a great atmosphere for family and kids and corporate alike. They're gonna have it where the students will have sections and available seats to create an advantage for the Cornhuskers there. And so it's a good transition. It's a needed transition with the upgrades and things that are going on in college basketball right now. You kind of got to woo some of these kids, and they've done a good job at making sure that they have the necessary means to do so.
Okay, Strick, like one of the perks we hear about now is that each player has their own individual iPod, like in the shower, so they can listen to whatever they want to in the shower. What was the biggest perk that Eric Strickland got at the Devaney Center?
Man, come on, man. The biggest perk we had was a basketball and a net that we could just go in and get our games right. You know, and we had to do that sometimes with the lights halfway on. So it was, you know, right now, I mean, it's an amazing. I told a couple guys earlier. I think I was talking to David Benning and them. If they had the amenities that they have right now at the University of Nebraska, I probably would have never left. I would have been sleeping there. I would have went to class from there. I would have been laying on the court watching on that big screen that they have right in the middle of the court, and I would have had a pillow as a basketball. So it would have been just a never leave situation. I might have moved my stuff in and had a closet there with my stuff. That's how great it is.
Strick, obviously, you guys, clearly that was kind of the pinnacle of Nebraska basketball, especially when that Big Eight championship in the tournament there. What does Nebraska basketball have to do to get back to that level and maybe even surpass that and get a win in the NCAA tournament? What kind of direction do you think we need to go to get back where we were?
Well, I honestly think that Coach Miles is headed in the right direction. He has a good feel for Midwest style living, being from the Dakotas. So he knows how to sell a program that is maybe a little under the radar. He did a great job up at Colorado State. One of the things that I found that he's really good at is getting the most out of his players. Some of those players that he had at Colorado State, where they went up and the success that they had getting to the NCAA tournament, you know, and being successful there was with guys that, you know, unfortunately, a few of them had got out of Nebraska and ended up going there. And so he knows what it takes. He coaches by, you know, he coaches not necessarily by a particular style, but he coaches by what he has in his toolbox. And I think that's great. I mean, he's gonna make it work. You know, no matter what what hand he's dealt, and I think that he's starting to get the players, and then he's starting to sell and get the message to the players. And if he can continue to sell the right message on what they can do and show the vision, as I believe that he's doing right now, I think that it'll start to turn around fairly soon.
Strick, we just got a minute left here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back to your day. First, the next to last question: State boys basketball tournament begins tomorrow. There's no Bellevue West. What's going on?
Well, you know, they're young. Bellevue West guys are quite young. Some of them were pretty immature, and they didn't know how to handle success or know, you know, what it takes to prepare themselves for big games and put themselves in position. So, unfortunately, they fell short in district final. So that's kind of how that ended up.
And I don't think a lot of people know this about you, but some folks know that some of the basketball players, Keith Neubert was one of those guys that played a year of football. You actually went to practice after you used your eligibility up. People know about the baseball. People know about the basketball. And it didn't take long for the scouts to know that you had suited up just one day at the university. Is that still kind of a highlight? I mean, getting to do something different?
Yeah, it was a weird time. It was something that was in my heart, and I wanted to kind of see how I felt about it. And I went out, and it was funny because they put me on the first team. Like I didn't know any plays. They just told me what to do, what to run, where to line up, and they threw me a couple passes. I made a couple plays, and then unfortunately got some calls, and they said you might want to get off that field if you want to go to the next level in basketball. And so that kind of turned my eyes towards the basketball realm.
That's great. Did you get to talk any smack to those football boys to this day?
No, I didn't want to talk any smack because I didn't know what kind of smack they were going to give me back. So I kind of just kept my mouth shut.
Well, Eric, we're looking forward to a great night tonight at the Devaney Center. Lots of memories and probably one of those guys that's going to be on the All-Devaney team when they announce that tonight with some greats like Dave Hoppin and Teron Liu and Pike and so many more. And should be a great night tonight. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN.
All right, thanks for the call. You guys have a wonderful day as well. See you now.
Take care. Eric Strickland.
Thanks, Eric.
One of the great guys. I look at the Lincoln Journal Star this morning, some of the guys that have covered it. They put him like as the sixth guy. He was the first guy on the second team, Strick. Their first team, all Devaney, so this would be from 1976 until today. And there aren't a lot of guys in the last 5-10 years. Dave Hoppin, Teron Liu, Eric Piatkowski, Andre Smith, and Vincent Hamilton. Not very many people remember old Vincent. He was conference player of the year.
Yeah, he was solid.
And the second team, Eric Strickland, Jerron Boone, Jack Moore, Rich King, and Bernard Day, which was one of the great ones when I loved Bernard Day. That was like, you know, Broderson does the three-pointer. I think it all started there with Bernard Day. right? I mean, that was just good stuff.
There's just some names that just kind of roll off there. I still wish they could find a way to get more eligibility to Eli Rock, who was a great defensive player for UNK.
Honorable mention went to Cookie Belcher, Alex March, Brian Carr, Jamar Johnson, Bruce Chubbuck, and Tony Farmer. Great story about Tony Farmer. He lived in the same apartment. He was playing when I was going to college. He lived in the same apartment complex. Tony Farmer, you always knew when he pulled into the apartment complex. I don't remember what kind of car it was, but it was a Chevette, you know, only it was a little bit nicer than that. But he had one stereo speaker shoved in the back window, and it took up the entire back window. So when Tony Farmer came back,
you heard him before you saw him.
You knew Tony was in the house.
You heard him before you saw him.
Tonight, 8 o'clock, 8:05 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah, I hope his assessment of Coach Miles is right. With the new facilities and all that stuff, and his generation proves that you can be good in basketball at the University of Nebraska, because they were good. They won a tough conference. Now again, they failed when they played. I think it was Pennsylvania. I think they lost to the Quakers that year, and they had a couple of upsets that they had in the tournament in the NCAA, but. Doggone it, they were good.
They were favored to win a couple games, and they did not get it done.
And they were a sixth seed. That's solid. That's okay. You know, I think Nebraska can get to that level where they can consistently be, you know, a sixth seed in the conference tournament. That gets you about, 24th in the country? You know, and they were a three seed at one point in one of those years. I think they lost
Xavier.
Then they lost to Xavier.
And that was pre-Strick.
Yeah,
I think that was Rich King and the boys.
There was about a 6-8 year stretch there. Nebraska basketball was pretty solid. They had a nice little run there, and then nothing since.
They in the 90-91 season, I think they were ranked as high as eighth, I believe, in the poll, eighth or ninth or tenth.
I think it's even higher than that.
And Xavier was who beat them. Then the next year they get in and they lose to Connecticut.
Yeah,
in the first round.
That was like an 8-9 game, something like that.
And then in 93. They lose to New Mexico State, you know, really. And then in 94, they lost to Penn, and that was kind of the end of that run, because then they went to the NIT. Ironically, that last team for Eric Strickland went on a monstrous losing streak in the Big 8 Conference. They lost 8 in a row. Was that? Yeah.
I think he was on one of those teams. I think it was one of those teams did not make the tournament but won the NIT.
Yeah, they lost 9 in a row, beat Kansas State in the regular season finale, lost to Iowa State in the first round of the tournament, and then won the NIT. And then that was his last game defeating. That's a trivia question, but there's no way anybody's going to remember it was St. Joseph that they beat in the NIT final. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've got a pair of Nebraska Danger tickets to give away, and this is for Saturday night's game against the Colorado Ice, and it looks like they're off to a great start after two wins, one against Lincoln and one against the two-time defending champions from Sioux Falls over the weekend. But it has been packed. Fauner has been packed. Heartland Events Center has been packed. So if you would like a pair of tickets to Saturday night's 7 o'clock game, call 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Here's your trivia question. The last time that Nebraska was in the NCAA tournament, God, has it been that long ago, Randy? Has it been that long ago? The last time Nebraska was even in the NCAA tournament was 1998.
Sounds about right.
What team did they lose to in the first round of the NCAA tournament in 1998? I will give you a hint. It is a member of the Southeastern Conference. Which SEC team did Nebraska lose to in the first round of the 1998 NCAA tournament? If you know, we'll give you a pair of Nebraska Danger tickets.
Reaffirm weight loss for every reason.
There's a lot of noise about weight loss supplements out there. So how do you know if Reaffirm, the brand new weight loss program from Complete Nutrition, is right for you? First, you want the most effective weight loss ingredient since ephedrine. But you want it to be safe. Reaffirm contains a breakthrough formula with green coffee bean extract, proven to burn fat as fuel, so you lose weight fast. Second, you already take a multivitamin. Why not take one that also burns fat and boosts metabolism? Reaffirm's got you covered there too. And third, you don't just want to lose weight fast. You want to keep it off for good. End the yo-yo dieting with Reaffirm. Get to Complete Nutrition today and ask for Reaffirm. Reaffirm, for a reason.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License and all.
A half dozen area teams head to boys basketball this weekend. The stations of Platte River Radio will cover Adams Central, Gibbon, Giltner, Kearney Catholic, Kennesaw, and Sutton. Follow from start to finish on more platforms than ever before. Over the air, online at PlatteRiverPreps.com, and on your smartphone or tablet. Coverage presented by Family Physical Therapy of Kearney, Crossroads Ford of Kearney, and Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. Log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com for the full schedule of stations and games.
Lots of sunshine develops today as we head up to 39 for a high with southeast winds 5 to 15. Then with a clear sky tonight, we'll head back to 24 as winds stay to the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 28.
Doug and Daddy's show, congratulations to Jamie from Wood River. He picks up the Nebraska Danger tickets. He knew that Arkansas was the last team to beat Nebraska in an NCAA tournament. Randall, do you know that the kids that are going to be playing on that court this weekend have never seen Nebraska play in an NCAA tournament?
And no one's ever seen them win one.
And they've never missed anything.
No. No.
They're
looking on YouTube. They can't find that video of them winning an NCAA, playing in an NCAA basketball game.
You covered, obviously, working at NTV back in the day. You covered some games at the Devaney. How much of a fan, though, of Nebraska basketball, and do you have something that sticks out in your mind?
As far as Devaney goes, that's where I got to see an exhibition game. The Chicago Bulls played there. Got to be on the floor watching warm-ups with Michael Jordan. Jordan was from me to you, and we're just on the other side of a table from each other. I guess I have to mention that. We're on radio. You can't see our distances. But that was kind of cool, and boy, that run when Piakowski and Strickland played, there was just so many great games. The energy of that place was just outstanding. That was a lot of fun. I was a younger man back then, and I was a lot more invested in it. And I think Nebraska basketball can be good again. And again, good being a fairly relative term since they've never won an NCAA tournament game and haven't been there since 98. But I think it can work. It can work. I don't know if Miles is the guy, but I certainly want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I hope so, too. And, there's also Dirk Chatelain, which I'm surprised that he's the one that wrote the article, but there's a big article about that special night in 1989. I think it was March 11th. Mm-hmm. The same night, there was the Wahoo Pius finish, and then there was the Class A finish. Columbus and Millard South played for the state championship. Both went to the overtime, both went to wires. Great article. Caught up with a lot of the folks that are involved in that. So check that out in the World Herald today or omaha.com sports. Our poll question yesterday, which local team has the best chance to win a boys' state basketball title? Those Hornets were working the computer, but this is very balanced here. 29% said Giltner, 24% said Sutton. I said Sutton because they are the number one seed. Then Kearney Catholic, Kennesaw, Adams Central, all right there. Do you want to comment?
I go Sutton. I would vote Sutton on that.
I talked to someone last night that had nothing to do with Kearney Catholic. I hate to say this, is a pretty good basketball mind and was a pretty good basketball player. And he is all over Kearney Catholic. And has no tie to them at all, isn't from around here originally, lives here now, but he really likes their chances. So I hope all these guys do great. That would be amazing to see. And I'll say this now. There's a chance. And I think Kennesaw has the toughest road because they got to get through Howell's Dodge if they win the first one. There's a chance that we could see a bunch of these teams in the state championship. I mean, as many as four.
I agree. The local teams have a real great chance at their respective divisions. I really do. And Class C1, three of the eight teams are from our listening area. And odds are one of them is going to lose, or maybe even two of them. Odds are that they won't be three of the four semifinalists, but I would not be surprised to see all three of them still alive on Friday.
Going to be a lot of basketball. Every championship game again Saturday is right here on ESPN Radio, beginning with C2 at 9 a.m. Our poll question today, they've been talking about it most of the morning on the national ESPN. What do you make of Indiana cutting down the nets on senior night after clinching a share of the Big Ten championship, despite losing to Ohio State moments earlier?
Tacky.
You okay with it?
No,
not okay with it.
No.
You don't lose
and then cut down the net. You just don't.
I don't.
You're Indiana.
You haven't won a conference title in 20 years.
I know, but you're still Indiana. Act like it.
If
you're supposed to be one of the... You're not living up to what you recruited. When you told those young men you signed up for, you told them exactly what was going to happen. And then when it happens, then you act surprised.
I will say this. I don't know that you cut down the nets, because I don't remember cutting down nets at the end of a regular season.
So, whatever.
But to celebrate, to have your senior night, to have your ceremonies, it's already planned. That's the way they do it. They do it after the game instead of before the game. Some of the high schools do it the same way. So that's already planned out. So you happen to be playing Ohio State on the last game at home, and you happen to lose. Well, that's...
If you lose, you don't get cut.
Very unfortunate. But cutting down nets, it is what it is. Back to the Devaney Center. And don't forget, vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just some things I remember. There were some great games in there. Before I ever moved to Kearney, a couple of the games, I remember the Loop City Girls actually were great at that time, and they played Cambridge, took them to overtime during their great run, which was astonishing. You know, in the first half, Cambridge had already pretty much ran away with the game. And Coach Morris, Coach Morris from Loop City at the time, I don't even know if he got a tee, but he did something to get them riled up. And bam, what a run they put on the Cubic Girls at the time. And just looking at the picture, the floor has changed at the Devaney Center. But the iconic picture is when the state of Nebraska was in the middle. And they had the star for Lincoln. And as we talked about last week with Ron Powell, Riley Jane Hamilton, Stu Pospisil, all the folks that have covered these games for years, there was always at some point somebody would make a shot and you'd say, they shot it from Tecumseh, Scotts Bluff, Omaha, why not, McCook. And one of my favorite stories, and of course this is more of a personal thing, was when Orr did win a girls' state championship, but it was in the semifinals against Blair. And this game is close going into halftime, like 2 points. And the Blair students, and I heard this numerous times this past weekend, so it must be coming in vogue again, they started to count down. I mean, there's like 30 seconds left in the first half. They're going 5, 4, 3, 2, Well, they caught the Ord girl, and she heaved it up from about half court, and it was an air ball, and it went out of bounds. Well, there's like 27 seconds left in the half. So, okay, Blair gets the ball, we play on, they come down, whatever it is they did, made, missed, whatever. And there's still like 10 seconds left. And the Blair crowd does it again. And the same girl hoists it up from about, it was just about 10 feet behind half court. Just slings it one hand down there. Whoosh. Three-pointer. The ball's rolling around on the ground. There's 8, 7, 6. Nobody knows what to do. And then Ord beats them by like 25 points. It was over. It was over at that point. I've never seen him fake count down somebody and have the shot go in, except for that moment.
Now, this was at Pershing, so it's not a Devaney story, but during their run, I was covering Cambridge. Jamie Kubik, end of the first quarter, gets the ball, half court, buzzer beater, toosh. Second quarter, Jamie Kubik has the ball, weaves around traffic, gets the half court at the buzzer, toosh. It looked like a replay. But it was the end of the first quarter, end of the second quarter. There's six of the 20 points that they won by right there. And first of all, you see somebody hit a half-court shot, that's amazing. To see the same one do it twice in a half, That can't be beat. That can't be beat.
And again, because we like to poke fun from time to time, the NCAA missed the boat this year. And I'm sure in hindsight, it's something they didn't think about. I really believe this is something they didn't think about. But somebody in D1 is going to have the opportunity to cut down the last net that's ever going to be cut down at the Devaney Center, because they are the last game to be played on Saturday night.
And it kind of is what it is. I've heard tell that they're thinking about maybe using it for basketball.
But not for state finals.
Not
for state finals.
You're right. It won't be the finals. They'll play this at Pinnacle. It won't be the final.
Howells Dodge, they're the favorite. But, boy, High Plains, Arapahoe, Kennesaw, any of these teams, they're going to get a chance to be a part of a trivia question. Who won the last game at the Devaney Center? It ain't Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's going to be a high school team, so there you go.
And who knows? Maybe Giltner will do it in the same dramatic fashion they've done it the last 2 years.
Well, tomorrow and Friday, we'll be in Lincoln live with the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow on the show, we will talk to the new head boys basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll tell you who that is on this afternoon sports. There's a press conference scheduled for 4 o'clock. We'll also talk with Jack Ainram. He is the head coach at Kennesaw. See what it's going to take for them to cut down the nets after suffering their only loss in the district final. We'll talk with Nebraska outstanding point guard Lindsey Moore as they get ready for the Big Ten Championship, and a whole lot more tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Eric Strickland for joining us on the show today, UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, and Giltner boys basketball coach Matt Drew.
Time to start serving up some state basketball hoops, baby.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.